Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great solutions for peaceful restoration. You see, we reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. By the way, what is it? Thanksgiving Eve Day? Is that what it is right now? All right. Well, we're certainly full of thanksgiving and appreciation for the freest country on the face of the earth, despite the problems we have. We don't preach doom and gloom for the greatest country on the face of the earth, the United States of America. We preach that we are one of the most blessed nations to ever be on the earth. Is it that we're perfect? No. Is it that we're racist and better than other peoples? Of course not. It is that we turn to God as opposed to government for our solutions. It is that we realize that a moral America makes a great America. And as other nations use, in my opinion, the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, based on God's law, and they turn to God rather than government for solutions, and they turn to obedience to Christian principles, other nations can be blessed and great as well. I don't care the race of the people involved, or the ethnic diversity, or whatever you want to talk about. Good people obeying God's laws are blessed. People who turn their back on God, put their faith in the arm of flesh or government, and never do well. And that's why the genius of the American experiment was so grand, so valuable, so important, so reality-based, so valuable. That's why America is the greatest country in the world. Our greatest export ought to be the United States Constitution. We ought to export that to other nations for free. We ought to use it in America. Some people say, well, we might as well let other people use it because we're not using it. Sadly, that's the problem. The solution? To return to the principles that made America great. It starts with turning to God, not government. It starts with morality in the people. It starts with individuals, with relationships with God. It starts with family, the fundamental unit of society. And it starts with the protection of life, liberty, and property, and the promotion of God, family, and country, for that's where stability and safety is always found. All right, a recap of yesterday's show. Liberal media debunked Roy Moore was never on a mall ban list. That was a big old lie. Rush Limbaugh informed his listeners that the Republican insiders, the swamp critters, led by Mitch McConnell, orchestrated this attack on Roy Moore. Now, I don't know if Rush is right, but I know this. The insiders certainly not standing for innocent until proven guilty. Even Sean got caught in the crossfire on that one. Poor little old Sean Hannity got confused and forgot the standard that people are innocent until proven guilty in America. He forgot the standard of allegations don't make guilt. Shame on you, Sean. But you backed off, and that's a good start. The three biggest newspapers in Alabama have a message for their readers, quote, stand for decency, reject Roy Moore. CNN jumps on the bandwagon and reports that nationally. What a disgrace for these people. Hour two, we talked about Bill Clinton still silent about flights on pedophile sex plane with Jeffrey Epstein. Richard Pylock with Daily Caller brings out the story. Bill Clinton literally ditched the Secret Service on multiple, they call it Alita Express flights with Jeffrey Epstein. He ditched his Secret Service. There were girls on the plane only listed in the flight logs by first name. Jeffrey Epstein, a well-known convicted sexual predator, child molester. Bill Clinton hung out with that guy. Yeah. Fox News says the Secret Service denied Freedom of Information Act requests to get to the bottom of it. relating to these trips. What a disgrace. Turns out that Congress has paid out $17 million in settlements. We know very little about the money. We're trying to sue via many different organizations for FOIA requests to get answers. But it seems like it's nothing but a Stonewall cover-up scenario. Now, in James Edwards' case, literally the Detroit News said James Edwards was a leader of the KKK. They admit in court that was a lie, and it is not true. There is no evidence of any kind to suggest that James Edwards is a leader or even a member of the KKK, and James flatly denies it. Nevertheless, the court said, you know what, you can call him a KKK leader, because leader is a very, you know, fuzzy term, that term leader. Plus, they quote Aesop's fable, it's the company that you keep, because James Edwards, you know, believes that white people have a right to their heritage too. Because he's interviewed some people that, you know, 40 plus years ago had membership in the KKK. Then they say guilt by association and you can't define the word leader. Therefore, hey, it's fine to say this about James Edwards. So if Bill Clinton's hanging around with the child molester Jeffrey Epstein, he literally ditches his Secret Service to get on that plane. We were first told he was on the plane 11 times, but it turns out that it's 26 times and possibly more. He was on there with young girls only named by their first name, and he's hanging out. The company he keeps is with sexual predators. Well, actually, he's a convicted sexual predator himself with Monica Lewinsky, 26 years his junior. Then is it all right if we're in the media and we run around and say that Bill Clinton is a child molester? I mean, at least guilt by association to the company he keeps, right? Bill Clinton is a rapist? There are many women with evidence claiming he raped them, but they try to get their cases in front of the judge and jury and everything else, and it's just shut down and stonewalled. Bill Clinton also has an illegitimate child that claims he's Bill's and wants to do a DNA test to prove it, a black child. Supposedly, Bill Clinton was involved with a black hooker as governor, and an illegitimate child was born, and supposedly secret cash payments helped this poor black lady raise her son. The lady claims the money came from Bill himself. See, the allegations are through the roof with Bill Clinton. But yet, you know what? Nobody's making it stick. They're just continuing to attack Roy Moore. The double standard is beyond imagination. In fact, the mainstream press, they're so liberal. Panetta says on Lewinsky affair, Bill Clinton more than paid the price. Oh, did he really? He got impeached but never removed from office for lying, perjuring himself before Congress? What is he, a perjuring pedophile? Is that how it is? I guess we're not allowed to say that, or are we? I guess I'd go to jail for saying that against the former president, but yet they could say that about James Edwards with impunity, right? Bill de Blasio says that Bill Clinton would have had to resign if the Lewinsky scandal happened now. Oh, yeah? And what about criminal prosecution right now? De Blasio. They say stop using Bill Clinton to hammer on liberals. Sexual harassment is a man problem, not a partisan problem. Sexual harassment is a morality problem, folks. It's not a man problem. Women sexually harass. There's women sexual predators out there by the dozens who literally seduce young boys. They're all over the teaching industry and government schools, folks. If you don't believe me, go study it up. WorldNet Daily, WND.com, even has a tracker to keep track of all the cases. It's sickening. Eight women say Charlie Rose sexually harassed them with nudity, groping, and lewd calls. So they're, you know, they fired Charlie. Representative John Conyers, I guess multiple women now accusing him of sexual misconduct. But is John Conyers going to resign? No, he's going to get reflective, I guess. Daily News lost more than $90 million over the last couple of years, so the mainstream press just continuing to struggle. But the problem is the sexual allegations just don't quit. Donald Trump at the center of it all now. We'll talk about that. By the way, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is still available at libertyroundtable.com. Check it out today. Tell all your friends. It's available on so many services, I can't even explain it all. The Roku, the Echo, you know, online, via your cell phone. live and on demand. I mean, you can listen so many ways. It's amazing nowadays. Incredible new technologies coming to the forefront, disrupting the mainstream press as the new media takes center stage. With that, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Donald Trump, quote, "We don't need liberal Democrat Doug Jones in the United States Senate." We'll talk about this in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam McCurt on your radio. Donald Trump, is he standing up for Roy Moore? It's hard to tell. We'll explain in seconds on your radio. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Donald Trump, on one hand, deserves some praise. On the other hand, he needs to be called out a little bit for kind of being a wimp, Kurt. Donald Trump clearly saying, you know what, we don't need a liberal like Doug Jones in the Senate. And the guy's got a horrible record. The guy's just horrible. We don't need that at all. So he goes against Roy Moore's opponent big time, which he's right. He's spot on that. And then he says Roy Moore denies. And so, you know what, we got to believe Roy Moore, too. We got to listen to all sides of this. And then when asked if Donald Trump was going to campaign for Roy Moore, he said, I don't know. We'll check into it. We'll let you know next week. So on one hand, Donald almost endorses Roy Moore. But he really, more than endorses Roy Moore, he goes against Roy Moore's opponent. And he hints that voters ought to back Roy Moore, but he doesn't double down in support of Roy Moore. He's not very clear. Listen to Donald Trump from the mainstream press.
Will the president campaign for Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore? The president says he'll get back to us on that next week. Mr. Trump asked about the sexual misconduct allegations against Moore.
Look, he denies it. I mean, if you look at what is really going on and you look at all the things that have happened over the last 48 hours, he totally denies it. He says it didn't happen. And, you know, you have to listen to him also.
The president describing Moore's Democratic opponent as a liberal with a lousy agenda.
And I agree. The opponent's a liberal with a lousy agenda. Donald's right. Donald's also right that you got to listen to Roy Moore also. Something the mainstream press has not been willing to do. Donald needs to attack the press over this big time. But the problem that I have with Donald Trump is he's not going to tell you if he's going to back Roy Moore running for office. until next week? He's been already silent on this case for over a week, Kurt. My problem with this is, does Donald believe in innocent until proven guilty? Look, there are no allegations here that have evidence behind them. There's just allegations. In fact, there's big holes in the women's stories as well. Now, a bunch of women came forward and defended Roy Moore. Does that account for anything? See, now I guess women are coming forward defending John Conyers also. So it's a very strange divide in America, but I submit to you that this is not even about Roy Moore. This is about morality in America. This is about bearing false witness. This is about innocent until proven guilty. And this is about the inside swamp losing control of their legislative bodies. And they're in an outright full tilt panic. And they're willing to assault anybody who challenges them. That's where we are in America. It's not the left versus the right or the Republicans versus the Democrats. It's the insiders versus the rest of us. And Americans need to stand up, and I appreciate Donald at least saying, hey, we don't need Doug there. But I kind of am concerned about Donald being a wimp, Kurt. Donald's pretty bold when he takes on, you know, snot-nosed people over, you know, getting people out of jail in China, or, you know, some girl has an ugly face, or, you know, he's pretty bold about, you know, the football scandals about people taking a knee. He's even bold about defending himself from sexual harassment. He denies it, too. But he seems to be afraid of the Roy Moore case, Kurt. He seems to be afraid to, in my opinion, go against Mitch McConnell and the inside swamp fox or swamp Republicans. Any comment on this, Kurt? I find it very strange. I appreciate what Donald's done, but he's being very careful and he's not going far enough. He needs to be very clear. And we really need to back Roy Moore all the way. And I'm disappointed in Donald because Roy Moore is the only one that would carry forward Donald's agenda. Even Luther Strange, who Donald backed before, without reservation, by the way. Now, I don't know if Jared Kushner got Donald to back Strange, but it was Strange. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, Strange wouldn't stand up. Strange would just make things worse if Donald's afraid of Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and the swamp Republicans. Then I don't see how getting a Strange in there would help. So Donald needs to double down in support of Roy Moore and say, look, I'm not buying these false allegations until there's proof. I'm not going for this. We're going to barbecue a man in the court of public opinion based on the dishonest mainstream press. What about the statements that Donald said on the campaign trail? Don't they apply here? I mean, I think they apply here, especially to James Edwards and especially to Roy Moore. But I don't think Donald will touch it with a 10-foot pole. I mean, Trump declares he was going to open up libel laws. Now, James Edwards already sued and is losing, right? Now, Donald Trump promotes God, family, country, supposedly. Well, who better to champion God, family, country than Roy Moore?
Tonight we celebrate veterans. We also reflect on everything we cherish as Americans. We love our country. We love our families. We love our freedom. And we love our God.
Now, doesn't that sound like a Roy Moore supporter? I don't think that it gets more than that, does it? I don't know that it gets better than that, Donald. On the campaign trail, you did awesome. But now it seems like you're a little bit afraid. Right? What gives? And I'm convinced that Trump may be afraid of Paul Ryan. I mean, he was very bold on the campaign trail. He even told folks to knock the crap out of protesters. He was really bold then.
This is the day we take our country back. Remember that. This is the day we take our country back. So I got a little notice in case you see the security guys. We have wonderful security guys. They said, Mr. Trump, there may be somebody with tomatoes in the audience. So if you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously.
Okay. Now.
Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees. I promise.
Uh-huh.
I promise. They won't be so much because the courts agree with us, too.
So, see, Donald talks big. Knock the crap out of people. By the way, I reject that. That smacks of violence. Right? I'm not really for that. We need to be very careful to stand against violence. Right? But Trump was very bold back in the day when he was running for office. Now I think he's afraid of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. He's afraid to back Moore. But again, these libel laws Donald said he was going to loosen. Roy Moore and James Edwards. James Edwards already tried to sue for the lying mainstream press. Donald swore he was going to sue the New York Times. So far, Donald's been all talk and no walk. But now Roy Moore says he wants to sue the media over their mischaracterization without facts. James Edwards and Roy Moore have two of the best cases Donald ever thought of. If he's serious about loosening libel laws, Kurt. Any comment on this?
Well, I agree 100% about the James Edwards thing. It's pretty easy to see. You can look at, you know, what was said and done. And, you know, in my opinion, the press has had for way too long and needs to be held accountable. But, you know, I don't really see that being done except for by people like us in the what's called the new media. That's the only thing that's really holding them accountable. And the fact is many of the old media are losing support and in many ways money. So maybe the only way to hold them accountable.
You know, somebody would say, Sam, why are you attacking the Donald? He's doing more than most. I agree, and I give him praise and credit for that. Part of the reason that I'm kind of attacking Donald is that's how Donald does things. He gets in this little tiff with somebody. And then out of that tiff comes a lot of good stuff many times. And so I'm hoping he'll say, you know what, Sam, you're wrong. And I hope he files his lawsuit against the New York Times. I hope he says, Sam, you know, you're wrong. The libel laws are out of control. I'm going to go ahead and defend James Edwards. The courts should not be allowed to say, I don't care what the truth is. You can slander, libel James Edwards by the company he keeps. And I hope Donald goes off on Bill Clinton for the company he keeps hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, the child molester. But see, Donald might have ties there as well. We don't know that yet. Now, I don't know if he does or not. Donald would probably deny it. I believe Donald until proven guilty. Right? But listen to what Donald said about the media.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist.
We'll play that when we get back. So, are they saying Roy Moore's a sexist, Kurt? Interesting, huh?
Well, they're saying he's everything but a good American, almost.
That's pretty much it. When we come back, we'll play the soundbite from the Donald. He really talked big on the campaign trail. I wish he could walk the walk as president. We can help him if he lets us, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So Donald made a promise to sue the New York Times over libel laws, but now I guess his attorney retracts the threat to sue the New York Times, according to Politico. So see, Donald says a lot of things, and he's right on what he says, but he doesn't have the guts, the follow-through. All right? Now listen.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie. Lie, lie, and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
Why is the president letting criminals run around free then? May I ask Donald that question? I agree, they're criminals. But why is he letting criminals run around free? Now, Trump declares,
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws so that when the New York Times writes a hit piece, which is a total disgrace, or when the Washington Post, which is there for other reasons, writes a hit piece, we can sue them and win money instead of having no chance of winning because they're totally protected.
Now, Donald talked big on the campaign trail. He threatened to sue the New York Times, but now his lawyers retracted that and said, now we're not going to sue. Now the James Edwards case smack in the center of this discussion. You say, how, Sam? Because James Edwards did sue and has lost on appeal so far. They claimed he was a leader of the KKK. I'm the absolute textbook definition of libel and slander. The quintessential definition is to call somebody a KKK leader when they're not. They did. And the courts just said, no big deal. We know he's not a KKK leader. There's no evidence to show that. We also know that he's never even been a KKK member. but by Aesop's fable, by the company he keeps, guilty. Guilt by association flies, according to the court. Now Donald Trump's lawyer retracts the threat to sue the New York Times, according to Politico. So see, Donald talked big. But now Donald and Roy Moore and others are talking about, you know, suing the Washington Post, and the New York Times literally, they threw down the gauntlet back in the day and said, go ahead and sue us. We'll clean your clock. Go look at former court cases. And the attorney for Trump backed down. Now the Washington Post and the New York Times openly mocking Roy Moore, James Edwards, Donald Trump for their lawsuits, going, you know what? You'll get nowhere. Any comment to that, Kurt?
You know, I don't know what to add in that, you know, we know what's the right thing to happen. And it just seems like so many times you just wonder what goes on behind the scenes. What has been done? You know, if, let's just do this what if scenario real quick. Donald Trump is, let's just say he's the man he claims to be, and he will, you know, wants to do all the things he said he would do. And then he receives notice of, well, if you do this, we'll do this. If you do this, we'll do this. And it has to do with, you know, unfortunate things that would happen to his family and or the people he loved or whatever. Now, I know that's, you know, certainly a conspiracy, you know, if those things were true. But I think people are naive to think that that's out of the question. Don't you?
Absolutely. And that's why I've said from the very beginning when Donald Trump, you know, took the escalator down and announced that he was running for president and everything else, I said, you got to beware of the Donald. Look, he's been a swamp monster for his whole life. Now, you could say, Sam, he's never been a politician. Come on, what are you talking about? Look, he's been in New York City as a huge celebrity media magnate. He's been sparring with the media for literally decades. He loves to hate them. They love to hate him. They both mutually benefit by the incredible coverage they give him. He's had booms and busts in his career business-wise. He's now moving into politics. He's threatened to do so for decades. This is a quest of his. He's hung out. He was a Democrat for a long time. Now he's kind of a Republican. He was pro-choice before pro-life. He's questionable on the gun rights issue. You know, we've got a lot of problems. You know, he's been involved sexually. He used to hang out on Howard Stern, you know, and even kind of made comments like, if my daughter was not my daughter, I'd be interested in her. She's sexy. Kind of an idea. Okay, you just don't ever say things like that. You don't do things like that. But look, he's got this past that's literally had a love-hate affair with the media forever. And so, you know, he is an insider. If you look at the revolving door, he's been friends with the Clintons and other political leaders for literally decades. There's no doubt he's flirted with the unions and spent time with the unions. On one hand, he claims that he's not really a union guy. On the other hand, if you're going to build big buildings in New York City and that's where you're kind of, you know, you got to work with those big unions. And at some point you run across the mafia and the mob and the unions and the politicians. And you know what? To survive in that environment for decades, you've got to have plenty of moxie about you, but you've also got to have friends in high places. And so because of all those things, I've said to you that I don't know how real Donald is about a lot of the things that he's saying and doing. He certainly knows how to tap into what the American people want. No doubt about it. But how much of it's real? I don't know. In his defense, he's done a lot more than I thought he'd get done. On the other hand, there's a lot of promises that he's made that I don't see any progress on. And the things that he touches shock me in a negative way, and the things that he won't touch shock me in a negative way. Let me give you an example. He's sparring with this football coach dad, or I'm not coach, I'm sorry, football player dad, where I guess some you know, big sports guys went to China and stole some things and got busted and tossed in the clink, and they were going to serve a lot of time in jail. And Donald heard about it while he was on his Asian trip, and he literally talked to the Chinese president or something and got these guys out of jail and sent them home. Now he's sparring with the father of one of the guys who is not showing proper gratitude. So Donald's like, I think that we should have just let those guys rot in jail. And then everybody's like, how dare you say that? And then Donald's off, you know, defending himself against this dad. And this dad's like, I'm not in a tiff with Donald. I just don't think he did as much as you guys think. And now you got to discuss the mainstream press and Donald's narrative and what really happened. And who even knows? Who cares? But while Donald says that and gets those guys out of jail, he's doing nothing to get Ammon Bundy out of jail. When there's a uranium scandal over the top of the Ammon Bundy case, he's doing nothing to get the Hammonds out of jail, who did nothing and they're accused of terrorism charges because they lit a backfire to try to stop fire on their property. The government's done that many times and no accountability for government officials. But Mr. Dwight Hammond's in jail and so is his son over this. Okay, you got Sam Gerard. He created Chickweed Salve as an Amish farmer. They've got him in jail. Where's Donald to come to the defense? TheFreedomCoalition.com highlights a lot of this, by the way. We've been working on this and trying to get the Donald to do something. So Donald gets those guys out of jail, does nothing for this. He claims about libel laws, but does nothing for James Edwards. Or, I mean, he's walking a very fine line. He's not backing Roy Moore, but he kind of is. But if libel laws matter, Roy wants to sue the Washington Post over their false reporting regarding him and his life. He's ready to sue the women and sue the New York Post, but the mainstream press just mocking Roy Moore. Now, where's Donald to come back and say, I told you these libel laws need to change. Congress, let's... But see, I don't see anything from Donald doing that. So even though Donald's done a lot of good, it seems like he goes far enough so that you can't really completely criticize him, but not far enough to really see a change or push for a sea change in the direction of what's happening. For example, he criticizes the mainstream press, but that's where he goes to talk to the mainstream press. You know, he loves the press corps, even though he acts like he hates them. Well, that's where he delivers his news to. He hangs out, you know, in the Rose Garden with turkeys yesterday, keeps up this tradition. He hangs out with an 11-year-old boy who contacts Donald to try to mow the White House lawn. He lets the boy mow the lawn, hangs out in the Rose Garden, a big old photo op. But guys like me can't get a hold of Donald Trump if we try. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's lawyer retracts the threat to sue the New York Times, according to Politico. And the New York Times just mocks Donald. Now, there's more to this story than meets the eye, and we'll talk about that in seconds on the other side of this break. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt breaking it down just for you. The hypocrisy, the double standard, the political intrigue. Honesty is the issue.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump defended Bill O'Reilly. Kurt, Donald Trump defends Bill O'Reilly, right? Why would Donald defend Bill O'Reilly and not Roy Moore? This is the stuff I'm talking about. Did you know that Donald Trump defended Bill O'Reilly, Kurt?
I think I remember that, him saying something like, they're going after O'Reilly or I don't know. What did he say?
Well, we got to look it up, but I got a headline here. Donald Trump defends Fox News' Bill O'Reilly, according to ABC News. So I don't understand why Donald would defend Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly's kind of the Fox guy, right, Kurt? Now, Bill O'Reilly was what? More fair to Trump than others, but was he a huge Trump supporter, Kurt? Kind of, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I would only hear him maybe once a month or, you know, less often. So yeah. I really couldn't tell you.
Now, Mark Levin, I guess, is joining Fox News. And Mark wasn't a very kind Trump supporter. Right? But now Mark
don't remember for sure about him.
Now Mark is joining Fox News. So, see, this is the problem here. What did Donald say about Bill O'Reilly? And compare that to what he's saying about Roy Moore. Now, Kurt, over the last 40 years, let's compare Bill O'Reilly's character to Roy Moore's character, shall we? How do you defend Bill O'Reilly, but you don't defend Roy Moore? I don't know that that makes any sense, does it, Kurt? Now, I don't know who Donald's listening to. And I don't know if this is calculated or ignorant on Donald's part. Right? I don't really know. Do you want to comment on this, Kurt?
When I look at this whole thing, Sam, it's basically, we've talked about it before, it's a time in America where, you know, pretty much certain people have
caution.
Well, everybody's
you are not
equal,
no spin
more people
zone.
Are more
as the embattled star
Hold
of
on,
Fox
Kurt.
News faces a firestorm over alleged sexual harassment, the president is coming to his defense. In an interview with the New York Times, President Trump said, "I think he's a person I know well. He is a good person." Fox News is facing growing calls to fire O'Reilly. Nearly 50 companies have pulled their ads from his show since it was reported the network and O'Reilly paid five women almost $13 million in settlements over claims of sexual harassment or other inappropriate behavior. The president also says, "Personally, I think he shouldn't have settled because you should have taken it all the way. I don't think Bill did anything wrong." It's not the first time he's defended a Fox titan. Last summer, when former CEO Roger Ailes faced multiple allegations of sexual harassment, candidate Trump defended his friend.
They're saying these horrible things about him. It's very sad because he's a very good person.
But just a month before the election, it was Trump under fire for that infamous Access Hollywood tape where he talked about...
So you have Roger Ailes, who literally... it's beyond debate whether Roger was involved with these women. You got Bill O'Reilly that settled for $13 million, Kurt. We've talked about Congress spent $17 million settling with a lot of these cases, too. Donald comes up and defends both of these people as good people. Donald even says the only problem with Bill O'Reilly is that he should not have settled. He should have taken it all the way. Oh, yeah, like you're doing, Donald, when your attorney just retracted and said, "We're not going to sue the New York Times." Now, whenever there's a scandal, whenever there's an issue, Donald runs to the New York Times, right? So, you know, it's the kind of thing where don't listen to what I say. What you're doing is so loud I can't hear you. It's kind of what comes to mind here. Why wouldn't Donald defend Roy Moore? Now, Bill O'Reilly settled $13 million. I don't know if you call that an admission of guilt, but it's certainly not taking it all the way to stand for your reputation. Now, how many people is Roy Moore settled with money, Kurt?
I can't think of a single one.
None that we know of.
A single penny.
So how do you defend a Bill O'Reilly and a Roger Ailes, but you can't defend Roy Moore? He just said, well, the guy's denied it. But he hasn't defended him. Now you could say, well, Sam, he knows Bill O'Reilly, and he knows the New York Times, and he knows Roger Ailes. Fine. It just, are we going to talk about the company we keep, Kurt? He knows Bill Clinton. In fact, he defends Bill and Hillary. Well, until he runs against them. Then he acts like they're criminals. But he doesn't put the criminals in jail. Right? Now you got two forgeries. Roy Moore claims that this yearbook is a forgery. Donald Trump claimed that Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate wasn't real. Now, Donald needs to come and say, as president, I'm going to get to the bottom of these forgeries. Donald needs to say, you know what? We're going to sue the New York Times and the Washington Post. We're going to make this libel law a real issue. But see, Donald has this habit of talking big, getting the support of the American people and then backing away. He has a habit of not standing up for the right things. He stands up for a lot of good things, but just not when it really matters. Not in the biggest crunch time. If there's ever a time to stand up against libel laws, it's using the case that James Edwards is in the middle of right now, that he just lost on appeal. The textbook quintessential definition of libel and slander, that's the case to talk about and get behind, Donald. If you want a second one because you're afraid of James Edwards, if it's too politically hot for the fast talking, in your face, willing to spar with anybody, scrappy New Yorker Donald Trump, if that's a little too hot for the Donald, then what about Roy Moore's case where he's saying this yearbook is a forgery and I want to sue the Washington Post? Is that too hot for you too, Donald? See, Kurt, I see a lot of great rhetoric from the president, but I don't see a lot of real, genuine effort to carry through. He'll carry through enough so that it's hard to criticize him. But I don't know that he'll carry through enough to change anything. Any comment on that?
Sure is interesting where we find ourselves, huh, Sam? You know,
and I'm not trying to attack the president.
Solutions are,
what I'm trying to do is highlight a truism here. And what I'm trying to do is say, if we really want to make America great again, it's going to start by making America moral again. Now, to add fuel to this fire, Kurt, not only has Mark Levine, who has not been too complimentary of Donald Trump, been very critical of the Donald, but I don't know if you know, but Mark Levine got a chance to sit down with Donald. Did you know that, Kurt?
No.
What's up with that? I can't get a hold of Donald and my life depends on it. To talk about the James Edwards case or the Roy Moore case or any of those things. But Mark Levine, who's not even kind to Donald. I've been very kind to Donald Trump. I've defended him many times. I've pointed out all the good that Donald's done, too. Probably more than most. But I'll give you an example. Congress isn't even genuine about their sexual predator situation. I don't know if you know this, but according to USA Today, Kurt, Congress was warned 7 years ago by its own office that handles sexual harassment complaints that lawmakers were not doing enough to stop sexual harassment on Capitol Hill. And since then, the compliance office has been begging Congress to do something about it. So 7 years ago, they knew that this sexual harassment was of such magnitude that it's got to be stopped, got to be changed. They spent $17 million defending sexual harassment cases. They knew that it was a problem, according to their own office. they were literally given the mandate to do something about it. But they did nothing, Kurt. It reminds me of the attacks on the IRS. We wake up and we're like, oh my gosh, the IRS is horrible. They're abusing conservatives. Oh my gosh, the IRS is horrible. They're auditing people. People cover their faces, disguise their voices, complain, talk about it. And all we do is we smile, and it has its little heyday in the news for a little while, and then it goes away. And, well, it comes back to be a greater, more hostile, more weaponized government agency that's unconstitutional, that abuses the people. And we do nothing. Donald says Hillary's a criminal. Why is he allowing criminals to run around on the streets? What is up with this, Kurt? So anyway, I don't know. Am I the only one that's really talking about this in a very bold, direct, double standard kind of highlighting way? I see this completely out of control. You got the IRS commissioners that have abused conservatives, documented till the cows come home. A weaponized agency against the people, for sure. That person, what, Lois Lerner and those guys just running around free. Hillary Clinton, a well-known criminal running around free. Totally involved in the uranium scandal. Donald says that she gave away 20% of the U.S. uranium. That's criminal activity to the highest order. And then that, on top of the Ammon Bundy case, Ammon Bundy, innocent, says former juries, but held against his will for almost 2 years now, Kurt. Donald does nothing. He doesn't even highlight it to talk about it. You might say, well, he doesn't have authority to solve it, Kurt. Yeah, he does. He can pardon anybody he wants to. He just pardoned Joe Arpaio. He pardoned some turkeys, for crying out loud. And he leaves Hillary running around free? And he has Ammon Bundy in jail? And he defends Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes but won't defend Roy Moore? Something is strange. Oh, he backs Luther Strange? Yeah, that is strange. Listening to Jared Kushner, surrounded by swamp liberals, even in the Republican Party, he has a chance to help drain the swamp. Nothing really gets done. What gives with all this stuff? All right, hour one in the can, hour two coming back, and we got a whole lot of news the networks refuse to use straight ahead. Sam and Kurt on your radio. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Hard-hitting talk radio on Thanksgiving Eve Day. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you from us at Liberty Roundtable Live. By the way, every penny you can give us to grow our presence in the media would be so appreciated. We will treat them as sacred funds at Widow's Mite Radio Network. LibertyRoundtable.com. Get involved today, will you? This nation shall endure.